Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day, for everyone that has come to watch us perform, for our country, and most importantly, for you. Let us come together and worship you so that if anyone watching, at home or right here, can trust in your name and believe. In Jesus' heavenly name, amen.
Her mother, Mary Pickersgill, was asked to sew a flag that would fly at Fort McHenry during the War of 1812.
That flag would become one of the most famous flags in American history.
When we began working on the flag, we did not know it was going to become famous.
We just knew it was going to be big, big enough to be seen way out to sea.
My mother cut the materials, but when it came time to sew it together, our house was too small to hold it.
The stripes were 42 feet long.
And the stripes were 2 feet across.
Our flag became famous when Francis Scott Key, a lawyer who peered through a telescope from a British ship to see the stars and stripes of our big flag, was still waving proudly over the fort.
The sight of the flag inspired him to write a poem, you know, the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light? many wars and conflicts have afflicted our great nation.
Even now we're in the midst of another war.
As our mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, nephews, and nieces have all gone to war, our hearts pray that all be brought home safely.
Of course, this parallels our greatest, greatest prayers that all will believe the gospel and make it safely to heaven someday.
Our song, Letters from War, tells the story of a mom paying for her son's safe return.
Thank you.
If you made a list of the most important people in American history, George Washington would top the list.
Even though the chopping down the cherry tree story is most likely a fable, he was known for his honesty.
He is known as a man of prayer.
During the Revolutionary War, he was often found praying alone.
As commander-in-chief of the army, and later as their president, George Washington trusted God.
Many of our presidents have followed his wise leadership.
Our presidents thus far have been...
Many battles of the Revolutionary War were won because of miracles.
It would also take a miracle for the men of the Constitutional Convention to agree with one another.
I knew that event was in God's hands.
It was Benjamin Franklin who reminded us that we need to pray every day for God's help.
He quoted Psalms 127:1, "Accept the Lord, build the house, they labor in vain that build it."
Many of the men later said that making the Constitution was a miracle of God.
America was designed to be one nation under God.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln was known as an honest man.
He was known also for his humorous storytelling.
Lincoln became president when our country was caught in the sins of slavery and pride.
The Battle of Gettysburg was the military turning point of the war and perhaps the spiritual turning point for Abraham Lincoln.
Ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation. I've often wondered if that speech would have been as famous if President Lincoln would have just said 87 years ago. During the Battle of Gettysburg, Lincoln got down on his knees and prayed to God mightily for victory. He told God this was his war, and our cause was his cause. Then and there, he made a solemn vow to stand by God. President Lincoln said, "And after that, a sweet comfort crept into my soul, that God Almighty had taken the whole business into his own hands."
Yeah.
came to America on the Mayflower. They carried in their hearts a wish to serve God and one another.
It was this commitment to God and each other, along with strong leadership from such men as William Bradford, that caused this Plymouth colony to survive.
You may know stories about the pilgrims in the early days of America.
But if you only knew about our meetings with Samoset and Squanto or the first Thanksgiving, then you know very little about what God has really been doing among us.
We felt that God is at work bringing something wonderful, a country where his kingdom would truly be known.
We had given up everything to be here so we could worship God in freedom.
Thank you. times, a road trip with friends is just a day of fun and adventure.
But often such a trip can be the beginning of something bigger.
Catherine Lee Bates was a teacher, and in the summer of 1893, she took a trip to the top of Pikes Peak in Colorado.
She rode in a prairie wagon, but near the top of the mountain, they had to leave the wagon and go the rest of the way without mules.
She was very tired, but when she saw the view, she felt great joy.
All of America seemed to be displayed there.
She felt as if she could see from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
The sky was so big.
It was almost too beautiful for words.
As we sing this song, pretend that you are looking at the big mountains and valley around Pike Peak for the very first time.
Thank you.
Even before we were a nation, God had plans for America.
Because of God's plans, we've become the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The Declaration of Independence says that the Creator has given us the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And He has. He has given them through His Son Jesus.
Our forefathers said we were designed to be one nation under God, but that can't happen just because it was their design.
It happens when we follow Jesus.
It happens when we humble ourselves and pray.
Bye.
Was that not excellent? That was just superb. You guys were amazing tonight. Yes, all that practice day after day after day, it paid off, didn't it? Very good. You know, Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We're trying to do our little part here in making sure that the future citizens of the United States understand that the nation whose God is the Lord will be blessed. Right now, we want to pause for just a moment and recognize each and every one of you that are presently serving in one of the branches of the Department of Defense. So if you'd stand right now, and we want to recognize you for just a moment. We appreciate your service. All right, if you just remain standing for just a moment. And now I want to ask, if you're here and your spouse or your mother or father is not here, they're overseas, would you please stand in their place? Do we have anyone here? Thank you very much. Anyone else? Yes. All right. We appreciate the sacrifice that you are presently making. Single mom, single dad, battling it out, getting them here every day, managing the household. Thank you very much for your sacrifice. I want to pray right now, in particular for those that are overseas. And those of you that are standing, will you join me in praying for them as well? Our Father God in heaven, we ask in a very particular way, not a generic rote petition, but one from our hearts, that you would hear from heaven this very plea for divine protection. We realize, God, it's still dangerous in Afghanistan. It's still dangerous in Iraq. It's dangerous in countries all over the world. We realize, God, that we are presently engaged in a global struggle, a struggle beyond ISIS, a struggle between good and evil. And Lord, we've read the end of the book, and we know that you win. But that does not change the reality of the present day struggle and how much we need these men and women to continue to serve, to be the Romans 13, to punish evildoers and reward those that are good. Father, we recognize that we are incredibly blessed to be able to assemble in an auditorium and sing patriotic songs for an hour that give you glory, that recognize your sovereign blessing upon this nation. And now, God, as we enter into another contest for the presidential race, would you direct the steps? Would you order the paths? Would you lead, guide, and bless this nation in spite of our sin? Would you hear the prayers of righteous people who desire to have a God-fearing, God-honoring, gospel-centered nation? Would you do a work of redemption in the hearts and minds of these boys and girls? May you raise up from amongst these students future preachers, Christian school teachers, congressmen, senators, military leaders, small businessmen who will honor you with their business. Will you change lives and make a difference through the work of these faithful teachers? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Yeah. may be seated. We're going to give them just a minute to get back to their spot. You've heard arts and academics and an appreciation and the gospel all in one night. Just a little bit of what we do every day in the classroom. We thank you for serving. We thank you for sending your children to Berean Baptist Academy. Dismissal is a little different, maybe a little easier. First grade will be in the two pie sections. Second grade's in the choir loft. Fourth grade's to my left. Fifth grade's to my right. And third grade's on the back two rows. We hope you have a good evening. Stop by the cafe. Be real careful as you leave with the parking a little bit different. Follow the direction of the police officer and have a good evening. Thank you.